The title of my talk is The Goal of Islamic Education. Notions of education are embedded in the values and goals of modern society. Human individuals are understood in terms of their social roles, and human goals are defined in terms of ideology. By ideology, I mean schemes of improving the human race based on the presuppositions of modern thought as developed during the 18th century. That is groundwork for the various systems that have been enacted in modern times in the attempt to shape human society to humanistic ideals. Systems, such humanized systems on society. All ideology begins with certain assumptions about human nature that are not shared by pre-modern thought. I do not mean to imply that these basic Islamic truths are simply Islamic. They are shared. But worldviews also maintain that our mode of existence in this life is simply one stage of human becoming, and that each individual human being is responsible to some degree for the manner of his or her existence after death in the best possible manner. Now, what makes something Islamic?
Notions of education. Certainly, the Quran and the Hadith literature are packed with courses of living out their lives. Given that there's only one true reality, all things act according to that. From anyone, they are in fact seeking help from that one reality, whether they or not they are aware of this fact. No one can achieve the fullness of human possibility. No one can reach true knowledge, wisdom, virtue, and goodness by his or her own efforts. All three sorts of knowledge. But most ulama are in fact rather limited in their learning. Certainly none of the ulama can be as complete a guide as the Prophet himself. And or philosophy. These scholars explain Quranic teachings related to the reality of God, the nature of the cosmos, multiplicity, as Dr. Bahram-Poor was pointing out. Scientific thinking is characterized by the empirical study of the realm. It cannot be verified empirically. Now, this sort of knowledge is very useful for gaining control over the environment and over people. Scientific knowledge is the only valid and legitimate knowledge, then we are no longer dealing with science. What was scientism? Sophisticated ways. Disciplines like mathematics, astronomy, by which the one God creates a world of multiplicity. But no one can bring about harmony, balance, and peace in the world if that person is not already at peace with it. That's one of the basic differences between traditional thought and modern ideological systems. In contrast, modern thought holds that our whole harmonious society can be built by fiat, by impact. Modern thought says reform society.
Search to understand. People will remain ignorant and forgetful, no matter how much they may have mastered science and engineering, philosophy and sociology, or any other discipline rooted in taqsir, the aid of others. According to many Muslim scholars, especially those with a philosophical inclination,
real, right, the appropriate, the worthy, the implication of this divine name is that God alone is truth. Reality is the foundation for all of our human responsibilities. Now, if it is for himself or herself, and each person will be held responsible for his or her own attempts. The Quran stresses this by saying that they do manage to establish. This is one of the many places where modern notions of education conflict with traditional notions. Nowadays, people believe in compulsory education, which is really compulsory indoctrination, or rather, let's be plain, brainwashing.
In former times, people were much more aware that understanding cannot be taught. It can only be discovered by oneself. Every one of the prophets' themes are defined in terms of the multiple gods that rule over the world of Taxir. These gods, or worship of these gods, is part of the modern ethos, and is taken for granted the names of the ruling gods of our times. No list could be exhaustive, because there are many, many gods. But a few names are representative: freedom, democracy, science.